Welcome to worship today. Sounds like am I on? You hearing me? Okay, perfect. So much going on today. We're glad that you're here. Today is the day that we remember all the saints. So we will have opportunity later in our service, after the sermon, during the hymn. We've got these little blue pieces of paper up here on either side. If there is a loved one who has died in the last year that you want to write their name on these and put them in the baskets, we'll read their name aloud with the tolling of the bell. So invite you to do that during that hymn. And also then to come forward if you'd like to and light that candle up here in their memory. So during the hymn after the sermon will be when that happens, and invite you to participate. Today is also lunch right after church, spaghetti lunch. Join us, and we're going to see if we can raise some money with some dessert auctions and some silent auction items out here for our scholarship committee, but come eat either way. And then at 2:45 today, I'm having ice cream with the young ones, any of the silly crew that wants to come have ice cream with me. I think we're going to do it out here. If it's warm enough, we might even do it out at the picnic shelter, because I'm not handing ice cream to my children and then cleaning it up. So if I do it outside, I don't have to do that, right? So maybe wear a long sleeve shirt and we'll have ice cream outside. So those things are all happening today. A lot going on next week, too. On the 10th, we're going to honor our veterans, and then we're going to have a lunch after worship again next week, because we like to eat, right? Last week will be the last Sunday that my family and I will be here with you, so hope to be able to greet many of you and eat with many of you after worship next week. Other announcements we should be aware of today for the good of the community. Do want to let you know, I know we're going to do a prayer shawl in just a moment, but if you had not heard that Lydia York passed away this week, and her funeral is going to be on Monday at 11 o'clock at Davidson Funeral Home, with a visitation beforehand starting at 10 o'clock. So hope many of you will be able to join us for that as we commend her to God. And I think we have some prayer shawls for her family.
Yes, these two prayer shawls are for her sons, Kenny and Mickey York. So if you'll bless these.
We wish happy birthday this week to Libby, Janice, and Gaynell. Are there other folks we should add to that list? Yeah, we got another birthday. Stacy's got a birthday this week, too, so we'll add Stacy today. Well, happy birthday. Wonderful. Others we should add? Let's pray for those folks. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We stand and we begin this morning with a litany for all saints, and that's on the back cover of your bulletin. We give you thanks, O God, for all the saints. We thank you for their character, strength, faithfulness, and obedience. We thank you for the saints who spoke your word to us. We thank you for those who told the stories of faith. We thank you for the saints who told us the good news of Jesus Christ. We thank you for those who told of Jesus' healing and feeding, calling and sending, dying, rising, and living again. We thank you for the saints who live their faith every day. We thank you for those who visited, worked, volunteered, called, cooked, sang, cared, taught, served, cleaned, mowed, fixed, shared, proclaimed, and forgave. We thank you for all the saints. We thank you for all the saints who sacrificed for the freedoms we enjoy, who fought and bled, were wounded, and have died on desert roads, beaches, jungles, and battlefields. We thank you for all the saints. We thank you that all the saints now live where pain is not felt and death never comes, tears do not fall, and sadness is banished. We look forward to that great rising up morning when we will all live as saints in the New Jerusalem where the light never fades. Until that glorious day, we will rejoice, knowing we are surrounded by all the saints who have gone on before us. We sing our opening hymn. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. Have mercy on us.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you have knit your people together in one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Grant us grace to follow your blessed saints in lives of faith and commitment, and to know the inexpressible joys you have prepared for those who love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation may be seated if the children will join me for the children's message. Good morning. Hannah, would you like to come join us, dear? Okay. Well, you're invited. Marcus, why don't you come sit right here, bud? Hey, guys. I'm Pastor Matt. I thought that it would be helpful. I think I pretty much know all your names at this point, but maybe if we're going to talk to each other, it might be helpful if we had name tags today. Does that sound okay? This one, I went ahead and pre-wrote these so that it would be faster. Okay, so I should have one for all of you. This one says Saint. Who's this one for? I think this one's for you, Mason. Okay, there you go. This one says Saint. That one must be for you, Isabel. This one says Saint. Calvin, I think that's you. And Saint Gracie, that's you. And let's see, Saint Gavin, must be right here. I'm having trouble getting this paper. Okay. And Conrad, Saint. And Rosala, Saint. And who are we missing down here? Raya. Okay, there you go. Yep, Ashton, there you go, Saint. And, look at this. This is perfect. We have the exact right number. That's for Saint Marcus and for Saint Hannah. If you would, just make sure everybody knows everybody. Turn to one person beside you and tell them, hello, I'm Saint, and then say your name. Hey, I'm Saint Matt. What's your name? Saint Marcus? Good to meet you. Is that how you guys usually introduce yourselves? No, really? What are saints? Do you guys know what they are?
No.
People, okay. What kind of people? What do you think, Calvin? People of God? Yeah, that's a really good way to think about it, actually. Yeah. So a lot of times when we talk about saints, we talk about sort of a special class of people who might be like very holy or very close to God and things like that. But here's the thing. We believe that even though we're all sinners, God also claims us as the people of God, the people who belong to God, and in our baptism, God washes that sin away, and we become saints too, right? So All Saints Sunday today is a day when we think about people who have been people of God who have died, is a lot of times what we think about when we talk about All Saints Sunday. We're going to have a funeral tomorrow for one of the saints who used to sit right back there. Raise your hand, Miss Dottie, if you would. Do you see where Miss Dottie's sitting? Miss Dottie's sister was one of the saints who we're going to celebrate tomorrow, and you may have seen her sitting right back there with Miss Dottie. Her name was Lydia. She was one of the saints we're going to have a funeral for tomorrow because she has died and she's with Jesus now. But it's not just about saints who have died. All Saints Sunday is about remembering those people and realizing that we're saints too. God calls us to be saints, the people of God who work for God's kingdom on earth. We're going to hear in our reading today about what it's like to live life as one of God's saints and how we act when we do that. And you know what one of the easiest ways to think about that is? Jesus says to his disciples, he says, what I want you to do is to treat other people how you want to be treated. Have you ever heard that before? So even if people aren't good to you, that means you be good to them, right? Because that's how you would want people to treat you. We call it the golden rule sometimes. Treat other people how you would want to be treated. And that's how we live as the saints of God. So will you guys pray with me? Lord God, we are your saints. Make us holy. Help us treat others how we would want to be treated. Amen. Thank you, guys. Okay, All the saints who are going to Children's Church can line up at that door and wait for our Children's Church leader. And you are welcome to sit with your folks in your seats too.
Reading this morning is from the book of Daniel, the 7th chapter. In the first year of King Belshazzar of Babylon, Daniel had a dream and visions of his head as he lay in bed. Then he wrote down the dream. Daniel saw in my vision by night the four winds of heaven stirring up the great sea, and four great beasts came up out of the sea, different from one another. As for me, Daniel, my spirit was troubled within me, and the visions of my head terrified me. I approached one of the attendants to ask him the truth concerning all this. So he said that he would disclose to me the interpretation of the matter. As for those four great beasts, four kings shall arise out of the earth, but the holy ones of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, forever and ever. The word of the Lord. Psalm today is Psalm 149 and will be read responsively by whole verse. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song. His praise is the assembly of the faithful.
May Israel be glad in its maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their king.
Let them praise his name with dancing, making melody to him with tambourine and lyre.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He adores the humble with victory.
Let the faithful exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their couches.
But let the high praises of God be in their throats, and two-edged swords in their hands.
To execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the peoples.
To bind their kings with fetters and their nobles with chains of iron.
To execute on them the judgment decreed. This is glory for all his faithful ones. Praise the Lord. Second reading comes from the book of Ephesians, the 1st chapter. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with a seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to praise of his glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love towards all the saints, and for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him, so that, with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power for us, who believe according to the work of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand of the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every nation, every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has not put all things under his feet, and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, the good.
Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus had come down from the mountain with the 12, and a crowd had gathered around him. And then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you that listen, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them again. Do to others as you would have them do to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. The gift of being a pastor is that people invite you into the holy places in their lives. Sometimes that looks like holy joy, and sometimes it's holy struggle. It's been my privilege as your pastor to walk in that holy ground with you for these last 5 years and to look for how God is at work among us. And I know it's going to be a blessing to your next pastor to walk with you in those places. When folks are in difficult times, there's something that we pastors hear pretty regularly. Somebody will spend 5 or 10 minutes or more sometimes telling about something really hard that's going on in their world, sometimes really tragic circumstances. And then often at some point they sort of get this awareness in themselves like they need to excuse what they've done. They feel like they need to excuse somehow all that they've said. And they tend to bring out this line. It's a line that none of the pastors that I know actually ever use. They'll go, "But, you know, despite all those awful things that I just narrated," and often they're really, really awful things, they'll sort of go, "Well, despite all that, I know that this is God's plan for me, and this is all part of God's plan." And sometimes they'll go one step further and say, "And I know God won't give me more than I can handle." And I know what they mean. What they mean is that despite all of this, they still believe, which is a beautiful, beautiful thing. But in my head, I'm still going, "What? You think God is the one who is responsible for this? God didn't do this. God didn't have anything to do with it. It's a result of the presence of sin in this world. Or it comes from the fact that death is still with its last gasps wreaking destruction in the world that God made good." I usually don't go there. If it seems like what the person really needs in this moment is just somebody to listen and to sit with them and to pray for them. But what I always want to say is, we need to be clear, God is not the one who causes suffering. That's not who God is. Why the world is as messed up as it is, why sin and death have persisted in their destruction this long, I don't know. But what I do know is that God is not okay with it, and God does, in fact, have a plan for dealing with it. That plan does not involve turning catastrophe loose on us. The plan is Jesus. The plan has always been for God in Jesus to make all things new. The plan that God has for us is to turn this world on its head for the sake of righting all the wrongs. So in Jesus, God comes to dwell among us. God cares for the sick and the suffering, and on the cross, Jesus opens his arms to all. That's God's plan for us. That's God's plan for addressing the way sin and death have run rampant, Jesus. In the Beatitudes we read from a moment ago, Jesus' Sermon on the Plain in Luke's Gospel, Jesus is talking about what it looks like to flip the upside-down world. Who are the blessed? Maybe not who we would expect, right? The poor, the hungry, the weeping. God will make it right for them. But if the thing that you trust for your security and your salvation is wealth or a full belly, yikes, Jesus says, that stuff is gonna let you down. It's only the kingdom that Jesus is bringing that can be our security and our salvation. And we don't have to wait for that kingdom. We can participate in it now. And Jesus even tells us how, right? By loving our enemies, doing good to those who hate us, we can be part of that right side up kingdom of God now by giving our shirt to anyone who takes our coat. We help Jesus bring in the kingdom when we do to others as we would have them do to us. We participate with a God who is starting to turn the world right side up. And we believe that even now, Jesus is at work to tear down everything that stands in the way of relationship, including, and maybe especially, the greatest threat to all human relationships, which is death. Death, which we had assumed was the end, is taken on by Jesus and defeated, so that in the end, nothing in all creation can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. That's part of what we affirm today as we remember the saints who have joined the church triumphant, the ones who now rest in Jesus. All Saints Day is not about praising or elevating those people we love and miss to a superhuman status, right? It's about remembering them and rejoicing in the fact that Jesus is the one who will not let the upside-down values of the world stand. We have the kind of God who will not let death have the last word. So today we remember the saints. We look to those who rest now in Jesus as examples of what faithful living looks like. And we rejoice that God wants, God promises even more for us than the upside-down world that is still burdened by sin and death. God gives to us the very kingdom of God. We rejoice then today in the stories of those who we love and who we have lost. We give thanks that their story does not end in the death and the grave, but with Jesus' glorious resurrection. Praise and thanksgiving to the God who overthrows even death. Amen. Thank you. We pray. Lord God, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses. We give thanks, Lord, for those we name now and who rest in your care. Betty, Lydia, Harold, Sue, Harold, Lydia, Joey, Barbara, Jan, Ann, Katie, Jane, David, Barbara, Betty, and for all those, Lord, that you hold grant that we, Lord, encouraged by their example and the examples of all your saints, may persevere in the course that is set before us, and at the last, share in your eternal joy with all the saints in light. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Even as we remember those saints in the church triumphant, as we acknowledge with the children, we are, as the church, the people of God, the saints here in this time and place gathered. And one of the things we're going to do this morning is welcome a new saint to this community. Robert, if you and your family will join us up this way. You all know Robert Napolitano already, because he's been here with us. Dad to Calvin and husband to Kelly. So we said we're going to make it official this morning, and we'll put him on our membership rolls and rejoice in that. Chip, as part of this, we will do our creed, so that's coming up soon. I'm not going to carry you like we welcomed Cameron. No, I'm not. But you can stand right here beside your wife. It would be lovely. Dear friends, we are gathered and give thanks for the gift of baptism for Robert, who is one with us in the body of Christ, who we welcome today as a new member into the life and ministry of this congregation. With the whole church, then, we confess our faith, the faith of those here present today and the saints gone before. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. In baptism, we are welcomed into the body of Christ and sent to share in the mission of God. We're called to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and to share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. Robert, our brother in Christ, do you intend to continue in the covenant of your baptism among God's faithful people in this place? If so, I do, and I ask God to help and guide me. I do, and I ask God. People of God, do you promise to support and pray for Robert and his life in Christ? If so, we do, and we ask God to help and guide us. We do, and we ask God to help and guide us. Robert, we rejoice with you in the life of baptism, and together we give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to the world. Let's sing that praise with a little bit of applause to welcome Robert officially. Peace to you, sir. Glad to have you. And now I'll carry you down the aisle here. No, you all are welcome to return to your seats. We stand as we continue with our prayers.
Please bow your head as we do the prayers of intercession. United with the saints of every time and place, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Ending each petition, hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Merciful God, you sent your Son to seek out and save the lost. Give the vision to seek your power and glory in unexpected places and people. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
God of all nations, you raise up leaders to govern the nations. Give us clear vision and a spirit of wisdom in all elections, and empower all elected officials to work for justice and harmony. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Compassionate God, you are a hiding place for all in trouble. Reveal yourself to the oppressed and the orphan, to those who endure persecution, to widows, widowers, and all those who mourn, especially the families of Betty and Lydia. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
We give thanks for all the saints who have gone before us. Let their faithful witness renew us to set our hopes on Christ Jesus. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Rejoicing in hope, we lift our prayers to you, most gracious Lord, trusting that you have received them in your care. Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
We share a sign of Christ's peace. our basket offering. We are singing something different right here, right now. It's different than what we've done lately, but the same as what we did for decades some years ago. So we're singing the doxology right here. So if you need the words for that, it's on page hymn number 884. We'll stand and sing.
Let us pray. Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts toward those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so, with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory.
The gifts of God for the people of God. You may be seated.
Amen.
May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. In your mercy, strengthen us through this gift in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We'll say together our mission statement. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Come on and eat something with us, and if you're not able to stay and eat, at least come through and look at the silent auction items. Let's say a word of prayer for our food. Gracious God, we give you thanks for all the ways that you bless us and for the gift that this congregation is able to be to those who are pursuing more education. Above all, though, Lord, we thank you for what you have done for us in Jesus, in whom we have life. Pray that our time together would strengthen us for service in your world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In peace, serve the Lord till your heart looks like God's heart.